Hey,
Yes.
Lisa.
Yes.
Did I
Can you
catch you
talk
on
now?
another phone call? Huh?
Can we
Yeah,
talk
I
now?
can. Yep.
Okay, perfect. All right. First things first, you provided some revisions, so commented on the articles and blog section. So I'm going to get that sorted once that is done. And once we have completed all four articles and all four blogs, we'll put them into publication, okay? Second thing.
Okay. So the only thing that got changed was one of them, it was a redundant, and I would
yes.
never use the. Because I don't want to alienate, right?
Mm-hmm.
But and so if I try to push spirituality, no one will buy it, no one will read it.
Yep, I got your
and
point. So,
unless I'm on the far right, right?
Mm-hmm.
So just meditation. It's just it's
that makes sense.
You know.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So that's all that got changed on those articles.
Perfect. Then I'm going to look into the number of articles that we have submitted already. I believe articles are all done. Let me check. Blogs, there were two blogs sent, and then I sent you two more. And two articles.
I thought I've only processed four documents on my end.
Four blogs and two articles. That is what I delivered to you already. So there are two more articles remaining. And, of course, I will have these, the current revision that you provided. It's a minor revision, so I'll have that done. I'll send the finalized articles to you as well. So that will
okay.
be sorted. Second thing about the paid marketing, we have already sorted all that access thing. You know, we had to go into your account and go to the business manager and do yada, yada, yada. We have done that. So promotional campaign will be put live now. So there's no hassle in that. Now, third thing, getting back to the table that you sent me regarding the postings. Is that correct? That's what
that's,
the table
that's
is all about.
That's everything. That's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. There's been no activity since the 23rd.
Gotcha.
And then before that, it was another 5 days. And so my question is, if I'm being posted 5 days a week, where am I being posted? Where is, and I'm going to use a different term, the preponderance of evidence, right? So I sent you the UCLA Bruins. USC sends me tear sheets. They said, I got that snapshot from UCLA yesterday, right? So
yep.
They sent me an email, said here, because I've got multiple advertisements with them, one of them which is the banner headline, and that's what you see in that post. So they're showing me evidence that here's the posting, this is how we're advertising, it's an action, and it's not a black hole, right? And at the end of the day, we're advertising the book, we're promoting the product, this is a snapshot of where it was promoted, and I just don't see the evidence of the contract being posting 5 days a week, at least on these three. So you tell me.
Okay.
Because you told me before this was solved, and I don't understand why there's no postings going on.
Okay, see, the gap that is there, I was informed about that. This is because initially we hadn't created the complete number of postings for you. Remember, initially we were doing 3 posts a week, and then you told me that we are breaching the contract. We have to meet the 5 posts per week as per the contract clause. So we had the team create the additional posts, and that is why there was a gap, because the posts were not ready. However, I've spoken to the team. They will include these 5 days further into the timeline. So you're not missing out anything. There was a gap, I accept, but this will be covered on the longer run. Secondly, from next month onwards, I will be sending you the complete post calendar along with the number of posts that are required. That is 5 per week. So altogether, there will be 20 posts. So they will all be designed upfront so that there is no gap or margin in the middle of the month. You know, like we had faced this from what, the 23rd onwards, right? That's what you were showing me, correct?
Right. The 23rd was your last posting.
Mm-hmm.
And also, as I read that post, the change agent from 30,000 feet, really that should be paradigm shift in consciousness. Because the book in that post is a change agent from the paradigm shift, right?
Mm-hmm.
You see the disconnect on that?
Yep, I do see that. I'm going to mention this to the team. I mean, they shouldn't be making such errors. So So one more thing. I need to provide you a screenshot of when we put the campaign on. So I'm in negotiation with the team in regards to that. So, you know, you can be assured that we have already started the paid campaign now. So that is another thing that I'm working on.
Okay, I want to see where that's being marketed because, you know, again, UCLA, USC, I have no doubt that they're executing on the plan of action. And then, you know, not only did I help them, you know, affirm the plan, but they're sending me evidentiary proof, and I hate to be that litigious, but that's what they're doing. Right? They're sending me tear sheets. They're sending me electronic snapshots saying we're executing this contract. I have a contract with them, right? You know, that banner headline's not expensive, but it's just like, you know, it costs something.
Mm-hmm.
Plus the other ads that are in the print media and the online papers, as these other outlets do their thing. So anyway, it looks good. But the key word is a marketing plan and evidence that the marketing took place. That's what I'm looking for.
For sure, for sure. And I have already conveyed this to the marketing team that we need evidential proof in regards to that. So they are already working on it, and they will provide me an update soon. By the way, did you provide major edits on the last calendar that I sent you, the edition post?
Yeah, I did. I returned that, like, the next day.
Yep.
There were anything I changed, I don't like to use red, but because of the thing – Like I never liked it when I saw it the first time.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it was like, you know, rather than read to the end of the paragraph, you stop short, and where you stop short sounds negative. Right? Why would I want to produce an ad that doesn't end? So the last sentence in the paragraph that they were quoting from is what I replaced the negative sentence with. Like the example time, because it's about overcoming, it's about transcending. Right, and then the other one was just like, it was like, I think, placement. So one of them, so there were two minor edits. One was to replace the negative sentence with the right one, right? It's just like, you know, whomever read that did not read the paragraph. They grabbed a couple lines, and then they don't listen to what it says. It ends, we can damage our hard drive. That is not the message of that paragraph. That paragraph is the last sentence. And so I replaced the negative sentence with a transcendent statement that if I am somehow wounded in life, and we do that, right? That we offer them opportunities to, you know, maximize on their life, basically, right? And that's the message I would want to convey. Not that we can damage our hard drive.
Yes,
right?
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. So, all right, let me check with them and see where they are at the posting. So there are three updates that I need to get back to you on. I need to get back to you on the articles and blogs with the revised version. Secondly, I need to get you the proof that the paid campaign is live. Third thing, I need to check if the revisions are catered on the social media posts. And that will be it. Okay?
Yep. So, like I said, I'm just trying to, you know, dot the I's and cross the T's, and it's the management part.
you're just doing your due diligence, and I completely understand that now. You know, after talking to you, it all makes sense. So don't worry about it. I'm on it. Let me talk to them, and I'll get back to you shortly within 24 to 48 hours max. Okay?
Sounds great.
Okay.
Right, well,
thank you so much for your time. You have yourself a good day.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.